All right. Well, looking forward to this week. Home opener. Excited to play Troy. Welcoming back Ryan Pugh as an offensive coordinator and Chip Lindsey and Troy. So I think they had a great game last weekend and scored a lot of points and impressive on film. Looking forward to the matchup. Feel as if that's a good. It'd be a good matchup for us in all three phases, and looking forward to the test. So excited about getting back on the field and being with the whole team again, and you know, all of us being able to practice. Looking forward to today's practice. So I'll take any questions you guys may have.
All right, let's go, John Kuhn, and then Jared Lloyd.
Coach, shifting like game prep from one opponent to another because of a postponement. What kind of challenges did that present for the coaching staff? Just kind of shifting gears like that.
I think looking at the entire, everything's been a transition. Looking at our entire schedule, so I don't think it really mattered that much that we had to shift it away from, you know, from an option type team for defense to now a little bit more of a spread, fast tempo type of team. So we've kind of seen it all. The biggest concern was actually going against the triple option type team from the beginning. But you know, we feel like this is a good transition for us. We'll be able to been training for it. This will kind of fit in what we've been playing against even since spring. So I think it'll be the matchup will be fine.
Okay, go ahead, Jared, and then Jake Edmonds.
Okay. Kalani, can you give us a health update on the team, and also if you've done anything different because of the positive things and what that's been like as you've had to adapt over the last week?
Well, I mean, as far as we know, we still have some more tests to go this week, but everyone's still in play right now as we go towards the game. Obviously, we had some education purposes and understanding the virus a little bit more. And it's really not too difficult to understand, except for the part with contact tracing. You know, we have to be mindful of the situation. You know, what's difficult is when guys test positive, their whole apartment has to shut down and quarantine. And aside from us trying to keep our masks on, even at home, you know, as apartments, I don't know if anything could have been done differently than moving these guys to studio apartments at the beginning of the year. And so I think understanding the contact tracing a little bit more and being able to adjust to that is going to be the key for us. And we've done that. We've made some adjustments. We have guys that are married that, you know, the apartments that do live together, we have to be mindful of that and be smart in how we approach the season and approach each game and each week. And so going to this week, we'll have to make adjustments if we don't have everyone available, and that's just part of the season this year.
Hey, Coach, I'm not sure how much college football you've watched outside of teams that you're going to be playing, but which is what's your impression on the Sun Belt Conference as a whole? Obviously, they've had some what people are considering upsets, but maybe they're actually, you know, better than
past. Really well coached teams and prepared and ready to go. And I think looking at all the I watch all kinds of football since we started playing high school level to as much football as you can get out there from college to the pros. So it's a lot of learning lessons out there for coaches and players to watch and things that can increase your football IQ. So we encourage our players to watch as much football as possible. But, I think that's I've been really impressed with them. And that doesn't – you know, not just Sun Belt Conference, but looking at all the football, the well-coached teams that are out there, that are really prepared. And, I have a huge admiration for coaches and what they do with their teams, the bounce back that Navy was able to do and that comeback, that the victory that they were able to have with Ken leading the way. I think it's – some really impressive things out there, and it just goes to show the type of coaching that's out there, specifically in the Sun Belt Conference and other conferences. So it's exciting. You know, we have to make sure that we do our part as coaches and make sure that we're ready for this game against Troy.
Okay, let's go Jay and then Mitch.
Hey, Kalani, just wondering if you're able to hold full team practices today or this week, or are you still in the kind of the small group that you did last week?
Oh, the cohorts last week was a last week thing. Starting today, we'll be able to practice as a complete team. So we'll still, use our masks and our shields on our face mask and still practice social distancing on the field, but we'll be able to practice as a team, as a unit.
When you say everybody's still in play to play Saturday, does that mean everybody will practice today, or does that mean you'll get guys back before Saturday but not quite yet today?
A little bit of both, I guess. I mean, we're not going to have – you know, we've had some guys that were banged up even from the Navy game that are still – we still have to evaluate and see if they can return today and practice. And then we have some that you know, we'll have to clear and with testing and everything, and, you know, and away we go. But, I can't answer that question fully right now because there's about four different answers in there.
Kalani, what has your sports medicine department maybe told you about the potential impact that this state, the rise of cases in the state of Utah, could maybe have on this Saturday's game?
Not much. I mean, we've been talking about just understanding contact tracing more than anything, you know, and how to keep our guys safe. But there's going to be some accountability from our players being able to, gauge their own lives and be smart in how they approach their everyday living. And so that's been the key from our sports medicine department, educating our coaches and staff and players. We're all in the same boat here. And so, you know, just this thing's so it's so unpredictable that you could do everything right and still contract the virus. And so what we're dealing with, we just have to be able to be ready to get the best guys on the field that we're dealing with and, you know, adjust if we need to make any transitions along the way. And I was really impressed with the team and the way that they took the change of plans from last week and postponing that game against Army to the transition that they're making now. And I see a lot of improvement in the way that they're doing things, but these guys have always been, going with the flow of things. And right now the flow of things is all leading on our sports medicine department and our administration. Whatever they ask of us, we do. And it's never been an issue for us. Now we can't control what everybody else does, but we can control what we do and play our part in trying to make this right, get all the guys on the field.
And I just wanted to follow up too, Kalani. We saw at Florida State, their head coach, Mike Norvell, contracted the virus. I'm just kind of curious, and it's kind of a hypothetical, so I know you're probably doing everything you can to stay safe, but if you were to, say, contract the virus, do you have like a contingency plan as to who would be the head coach if a situation like that did arise?
Of course, yep. And that kind of goes down it trickles down from there. So, you know, we have an assistant head coach that would take over if needed. And, our coordinators will run the show still. And so that's kind of, if you look down the line of the steps in order of our guys, we'll have to deal with it if that happens. So we're prepared for it. I think you have to now, and you have to be prepared for guys that may possibly contract the virus. So you have to look at your depth. I mean, we talked about our depth this year being such a huge strength for us. Didn't really think that you'd have to test it with the COVID, but that's part of the injuries now. It's part of game time, whether you're ready to play or not. And that you have to factor that in. So when you're looking at the number of players that we have to play in different positions, you have to, in the back of your mind, have a plan just in case someone is out, and coaches included.
Okay, let's go Dana and then Norma.
Hey, Coach. It will have been, I think, almost 3 weeks since the Navy game. How do you carry over all the positive things you did from that game? Or is there a sense of kind of like starting over because it was so long in between games? Is this almost like a whole second training camp leading up to the first game of the season, so to speak?
Yeah, I think for the young guys, it might be a little bit starting over. For the veterans, they're kind of used to being on the field, and I think more than anything, they want to play every week. The guys on our team want to play every week, but I lean heavily on the leadership of this team and the experience that we have at so many different positions, and those guys are leading their position groups and leading this team. So I feel like we're in a good spot. I mean, obviously, we'd love to keep playing every week, you know, and that's the plan from here on out. But we just had a little hiccup last week, and the guys are, I think they're chomping at the bit. They're ready to get back on the field. And it being, you know, the home opener here at Lavelle Edwards Stadium, the guys are really excited to play in front of the fans.
Sort of piggybacking off of that, you're mentioning it's a home opener. When you guys were fighting to have a season, that was sort of the mentality you guys wanted to play at Lavelle Edwards Stadium. What does it mean to now finally not only play at home, but to be the first game played in the West?
Yeah, looking really forward to it. I think the it's just familiar to be on that field. We've had a number of scrimmages on that field now, and we talked about our guys being at home. This just brings a little bit of sense of comfort being at home a little bit, you know. And I think the guys will be able to understand that. Now they know what our locker room looks like. They know how to prepare before a game, 2 hours before when we get there, go through the whole you know process of pregame to postgame and all that, and during halftime. So I think now that it's familiar, I think the guys are really excited about it. And, you know, however many fans we can get in there, they'll be cheering for us. It'll be a heavy, you know, blue fan base there.
Okay, let's go Shep and then Jared Lloyd.
Kalani, obviously you had mentioned a lot about the contact tracing, and it really does seem like besides BYU, a lot of these schools that have had games either postponed or canceled, it's been due to the contact tracing. I know earlier on Coordinator's Corner, Ed had mentioned that because of the contact tracing, guys in that situation actually have to stay away longer than somebody who's tested positive. Are those rules, are those coming from the CDC? Is that state by state? Is there any chance any of that gets updated? What do you know about those types of rules?
So I don't know exactly who's responsible for what rule. I just know what our administration sports health, medicine department tells us. And so when they tell us that the contact tracing is the issue, then we have to do our best to deal with it. You know, we've had some adjustments, moving guys different places, guys moving out of their apartments and things like that. It's just really difficult to do in the middle of the semester. And so as we continue to go through this, you know, it's a learning process for all of us. I'm pretty sure, whether it's CDC or I don't know who's controlling all of it, but even the definitions of contact tracing, it could be left up to interpretation by a lot of different places. And so, who holds us to what protocols? I don't know, but I just know whatever they tell us is what we deal with, you know. And it's just difficult to deal with this in the middle of it when guys have you know leases and rent obligations and things like that, and then we throw them a curveball. It's just difficult for a student who's planning to pay for, you know, for tuition and housing, or more important, pay for housing the entire semester. Now they realize that the housing might cause them to be out of a game because of contact tracing. Now, guys that go into quarantine because of contact tracing are still testing, and so whether they test negative or positive, they still have to be in quarantine regardless of those test results as a result of contact tracing. So the more we can understand about contact tracing, the more we can keep our guys isolated. There's a lot of things that we're still understanding. They're learning along the way. You know, players having their own hotel rooms now in hotels when getting ready to play games, things like that we have to make adjustments to. And, you know, as this thing starts to transition, start going through the season, I'm just asking for the feedback and the interpretation of everything, then I'm going to make sure that we do everything we can. But the players have been able to respond to it. Coaches have done well with everything that's been asked of us, and we're doing everything we can to make sure that this is done right. It's hard for me to forecast how contact tracing is going to be determined in 2 weeks or next week.
Kalani, I wanted to ask about, we've talked a lot about the football side and the medicine side, but these are student athletes. A lot of the guys we've talked to have said they're doing most of their classwork online. What's the classwork been like for your guys as they've tried to deal with the academic side, because there's a concern about in-person classes and where that might impact that might have, or the value of online. So I just wondered what you've seen from these student athletes as they've dealt with the academic side as well.
I've seen some really good teachers in the school, and I've been really impressed with the way that they've been able to handle the virus, the pandemic, and be able to adjust their schedules, you know. And I see a lot of teachers that are reaching out and doing different things that are a little bit creative and innovative in the ways to teach their students. And then I mean, this is new for everyone. So I'm being really pleased with the way our players are handling it. Now, we'll see when the grades come out and everything, but I thought they handled it well in the winter semester when we had that change up in March. And I'm hoping they can do the same thing. But when you have teachers that are willing to work with your students and are understanding the situation that they're in, I think that we should be okay, right? And the key is for our guys to learn and learn as much as they can and pass their classes. You know, that's a living situation, social distancing, all that stuff is all wrapped into one now, and that includes faculty and staff as well. So I appreciate all the hard work that this administration and the people on campus have been doing to accommodate our players and our student athletes.
All right, let's go Jake Hatch and then Sean Walker.
Kalani, I wanted to ask you about your relationship with Ryan Pugh. Obviously, spent some time here in Provo, but now what's your relationship been with him since he left Provo and headed to Troy?
Oh, I checked with him once in a while. I mean, I think we followed him pretty closely last year to see how well he was doing with running the show. I mean, he's the offense coordinator, so it's a huge step for him, but we have a great relationship. He has that connection with a lot of guys on the staff and a lot of players too. But if you've met him, you can understand why. He's a person that you just can't like forget about. You know, he leaves an impact in your life, and whether it's as a coach that works for you or a teammate, I see the way that he has his interaction with a lot of different people. Since his playing days at Auburn, he's that type of guy. I think he's going to have a lot of success as offensive coordinator, and I think he'll make a great head coach one day. But he's a special young man, and really happy for him, and you know, just trying to make things rough for him this weekend. But after that, we'll always cheer for him.
Building off that a little bit, Coach, what have you mentioned you've been following Ryan, obviously, at Troy and kind of keeping tabs on him as an OC. Does he seem like a bit of a different coach just in that kind of progression that he's taken, obviously going from O-line to OC and that kind of thing? Can you kind of see little things that he's doing differently or presenting himself differently just from following him like that?
Oh, he's always carried himself really well professionally. And I think you could tell, I mean, he's a coach's son. So he's been around football a long time. It's not just in college, you know, but he's been able to adapt to the game easy. I mean, he came to BYU and not being an LDS member and made an easy transition. It wasn't hard for him and his wife. They came here and kind of just grasped onto our culture here and they were able to thrive in it. So I think his leadership qualities is the key, but I think he's always going to be the same guy. He's a happy, positive person, and he demands a lot from his players. I'm expecting him to bring his team ready to roll because they're going to bring their A game. They had a great game this last weekend. I mean, they have about 500 yards of offense and balanced to basically 260 passing, 240 running. So, you know, they can attack you in a lot of different ways. And, you know, he works for a great head coach. I think Chip Lindsey's a great offensive mind that a lot of people don't really understand how well he knows the game. So this is going to be difficult for us as a team, but we got to be ready to take them on. And they play great team football, you know, and that's why they're able to win that game by score 47-14. And it wasn't even that close.
Okay. Last two questions, Mitch and then Jake Edmonds.
Yeah. Kalani, with how much time has passed since that Navy game, do you still feel like this program for your team still has that momentum that you guys had maybe built from that performance in Annapolis? Do you feel like it's still there?
Yeah, I mean, guys got to play, you know, and there's still a deep level of appreciation for this game coming this weekend. So I think there's a lot of excitement still. The momentum is the guys just willing to get out there and want to get – I mean, these guys are excited to practice today, you know. And so I've seen it, the gratitude in these young men, the way they carry themselves every day. And I don't see it changing at all throughout the whole year. I mean, these guys are consistent. They appreciate everything. They don't take things for granted, and that's part of being on this football. They love it, including practice.
So, Coach, you mentioned they play a lot. They play team offense, and obviously we saw last game they really like to spread the ball around. What are the challenges that come with trying to prepare for an offense like that where there's not just a go-to guy?
Well, they have big targets at receiver that can catch the ball, you know, and they have some really speed, a lot of great speed at the slot receiver, they have physical line and tight end, and they have a group of backs that can run the ball, and they had a bunch of guys running the ball for a high average. So you combine all that with a quarterback that seems really comfortable throwing the ball, and you got yourself something to deal with. And so that, including with the fast tempo that they run, can really stress the defense. So we'll have to be ready. We'll have to have all our things lined up so we can play assignment sound football and rely on the fundamentals of the game to help us become a strength for us stopping them. But they're a type of team that can do a lot of different things. And we're going to have to play some team football as well to combat what they have. And they do a great job, well-coached, really physical team. And that's in all three phases. They're assignment sound. And, they're very disciplined. So we're going to have to be ready for that.